next, an international public service announcement by the United States government.
Much of Iran's provocative activity, including proxy wars, sabotage of oil and other infrastructure in neighboring countries, even the recent seizure of oil tankers, was done by the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, or IRGC. The IRGC is a paramilitary institution that was established by the late Ayatollah Ruhollah Khomeini with an eye to eliminating internal dissent as well as external adversaries that might be perceived as a threat to the ideals of the 1979 revolution that gave rise to Iran's Islamic Republic. Working particularly through its Quds force, the IRGC is the chief Iranian institution directing and carrying out the regime's global terrorist campaign. As such, the IRGC was designated by the U.S. State Department as a foreign terrorist organization in 2019 and as a specially designated global terrorist by the U.S. Treasury Department. The IRGC trains, funds, and equips proxy organizations across the Middle East. Iran wants these groups to extend the borders of the regime's revolution and sow chaos and sectarian violence, said State Department's Special Representative for Iran and a senior advisor to Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, Brian Hook. We are using every available diplomatic and economic tool to disrupt these operations. That is why the U.S. Department of State's Rewards for Justice program is offering a reward of up to $15 million for information leading to the disruption of the financial mechanisms of the IRGC and its branches, including the IRGC Quds Force. Anyone coming forward with information regarding oil for money or money transfer schemes, as well as tips on companies, financial institutions, or individuals that are owned by or do business with the IRGC or are engaged in international activity on the IRGC's behalf, may be eligible for a reward. The Rewards for Justice program seeks credible and actionable information on how and where the IRGC raises and hides its funds and how it channels money to its clients. If anyone has such information, please contact the Rewards for Justice via the website at www.rewardsforjustice.net, email info@rewardsforjustice.net, or contact the regional security officer at the nearest U.S. embassy or consulate.
That was an international public service announcement by the United States government.